This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's been more than 2 years of name-calling, angst, and lawsuits, but there was a brief moment of peace and accord between the Jindal administration and teachers' unions last week. They found common ground around a bill to modify the process for terminating tenured teachers who receive ineffective ratings.
Every stakeholder group has fingerprints in this final version.
This is not perfect by any means, but there is a general consensus around it.
We are in favor of these changes. We feel that they are better than what exists.
We don't agree on all points, but we did agree that we could get to this point and leave the session with something better.
The stakeholders met steadily over 5 weeks to craft this compromise. The bill establishes a new hearing process for all teacher disciplinary actions, overseen by hearing officers chosen by school boards. This is in response to a court ruling that found 2012's Act 1 unconstitutionally denied teachers due process by requiring immediate loss of tenure with an ineffective rating. Brian Blackwell, attorney for the plaintiffs in these cases, endorsed the compromise bill.
Is this better than what exists pursuant to Act 1? The obvious answer to that question is yes. Pretty much anything would be better than the process that was enacted by Act 1.
The measure passed House Education unanimously and is now awaiting action on the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.